The Tulsa Oilers' Diamond Baseball Dinner was one of the best big league dinners in the country. Baseball's greatest would attend, organized by A. Ray Smith, owner of the Tulsa Oilers, a farm club of the St. Louis Cardinals. It was a Saturday evening, January 27, 1974, when about 1,000 people attended to see and hear Mickey Mantle, Stan Musial, Whitey Ford, Johnny Bench, Allie Reynolds, Paul Dean, Warren Spahn, and Satchel Paige. The MC of the evening was Houston Chronicle sports writer Morris Frank. Highlights of the dinner were featured on a special affairs program, Voices of Oklahoma, heard on KVOO with Alan Lambert, and preserved by baseball historian Wayne McCombs.
Voices of Oklahoma, a public affairs program produced by KVOO News as a public service presentation dealing with the vital issues confronting the city, the state, and the nation. This week, some of the highlights of the 24th annual Tulsa Diamond Dinner. The place was Tulsa's Camelot Inn, and Saturday night, January 27, 1974, was the time for talk of baseball's greats. From the newest Hall of Fame members, Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford, to Johnny Bench, Allie Reynolds, Paul and Dizzy Dean, Stan Musial. The crowd was estimated at nearly 1,000. The MC was Houston Chronicle sports writer Morris Frank, who kept things moving.
We know you're all happy he could be with us, and we're sure you'd like to hear a word from a man whose skills and determination blaze the path of immortality from Commerce, Oklahoma, to Yankee Stadium. Your own Mickey Mantle. Mickey?
Thank you very much. I guess probably the biggest thrill you could ever have is making the Hall of Fame, joining people like Stan Musial and Warren Spahn. Can't name them all, so everybody's here, Wainer and Satchel. It's really great to join those people, and it all works up from the time that you leave, and I think that probably the thing that really makes you is your beginning. I have a boy that I think should be something great, and he's not done anything right now, and he just doesn't seem to really try or something. But you got to have something pushing you, I think, and one of the best days I've ever spent in my life was today. We got in here last night, and thanks to A. Ray, he gave us the Tulsa Oilers bus today and went back to Commerce. And I wanted to go back and say, I hadn't been back to Commerce for a long time. My family's all gone, and most of the guys that I know are either, the mines are all shut down there, so there's not very many around that I knew. It was really, it's one of the best days I've spent in like 5 or 6 years. But what I'm trying to say is I always enjoy coming back to Oklahoma. I didn't know I was going to have to talk tonight. You can tell that, right? A. Ray said, just come up and sit around and enjoy yourself. I am enjoying myself. I always do when I come back to Oklahoma. I think that this is probably Oklahoma people are the best people in the world. I think that we have the best... We have to have the best athletes. I think Oklahoma University is the best football team in the nation this year. Bobby Mercer is going to be the best baseball player in American or National League, either one. Johnny Bench is the best in the National League. Bobby's the best in American League. We just have everything you want right here. So I'm very unfortunate that I don't live here anymore, really. Probably the worst thing that ever happened to me was moving out of Oklahoma and going down to Dallas and getting a bowling alley. But really, it's a great pleasure. I'd like to thank A. Ray and all of you people. It's the biggest thrill of my life was getting in the Hall of Fame, especially with Whitey. Wish Allie could have made it. He's got to make it maybe next year, I hope. It's a shame for me to... The only reason that I got in was because I got a lot of publicity that if I hadn't have been with the Yankees, I would never have gotten. And I really appreciate all the good teams I've played on, especially guys like Allie and Vic Rashi and Phil Rizzuto, guys that really haven't made it yet that should have been in there before me. That's the only thing that makes me feel bad about it. And I'm sure that someday they will, and I'm hoping that they will, because if it hadn't been for guys like that, I never would have made it. Anyway, thanks a lot for inviting me here, hey Ray, and thanks for letting us go back home. I enjoy it very much.
Nice going, Mickey.
One of the newest members to baseball's Hall of Fame, Commerce, Oklahoma's Mickey Mantle. Next, Morris Frank paid tribute to Oklahoma's Wainer brothers.
You know, Oklahoma, as all of you know, has had many sports distinctions. But as far as we know, we believe that Oklahoma is the home of the only brothers to make the Hall of Fame, the Wainer brothers. Maybe we're wrong lots of time. We're not very good scholastically. We were president of our freshman class 4 straight years, so you know what we know about scholastics. But baseball has had many renowned brothers, but none more so than Little Poison and Big Poison, Lloyd and Paul Wainer. As all of us know and regret, Paul Wainer is only with us in memory. But we are so happy the very respected Lloyd Wainer can be here tonight. All of you know who've seen him, and as you girls have had your grandfathers tell you about it, no one played baseball with more grace than Lloyd Wainer, and that same grace characterizes him off the diamond. Here's one of the Oklahomans who, along with many others, has brought great distinction to his state. A fine ball player, a fine gentleman, a Hall of Famer in every way, Little Poison, Lloyd Wainer. Lloyd?
Thanks, Norris. I remember you when we used to play exhibitions down in Houston. That's been several years ago. I just wanted to say thanks to A. Ray Smith for inviting me over here. I think I've only missed one of these banquets. I always have a good time. But when I was talking about brothers in baseball, my brother had it all over me. He had a lifetime batting average of .336 for 20 years. I was way down the list. But anyway, in Pittsburgh, they always said we were good hitters because of Paul and I batting corn cobs down on the farm. And I think it did help us a whole lot. And Dad didn't mind us hitting those corn cobs. That's kind of like the energy crisis now. We batted them every place over the yard, but one time he stopped us and said, you all have to quit 3 or 4 days and pile some of those corn cobs in our outhouse. It's getting short. And anyway, Paul and I, we did enjoy each other. I think we made baseball, live baseball. We loved baseball. And we had quite a time together while we was kids. Neither one of us ever thought we'd ever make the major leagues. But I guess just the love of baseball and keeping in there and swinging, we made it. And I sure thank all the people from Oklahoma. I want to congratulate old Mickey here. I'll have a little company up there now in August when we go up there for inductions. And I'm always happy to see more Oklahomians. And of course, we'll have quite a team up there before long of Johnny Banks and Mercer come through. Why, we'll just challenge anybody, even Texas. That's about all I have to say. I know we got some good speakers here, and I'm just happy to be with you. Enjoy it very much. Thank you a lot.
Sooner State's Lloyd Wainer. Next, Houston's Morris Frank introduced Paul Dean, who made the presentation of the Pepper Martin Award to baseball's Joe Medwick.
You know, baseball offers no more delightful chapters than the Dean brothers. The script is always read Dizzy and Paul, or me and Paul. Tonight, it's going to be Paul and Dizzy. Just tell old Diz, Paul, when you should see him, that tonight he was Paul Dean's brother, not vice versa. It'll be me and Diz, not me and Paul. As we all know, Paul Dean, his own rights, was an outstanding pitcher. He and Dizzy did combine to write immortal pages into baseball history. Believe any of us, I know Joe won't forget this. In 1934, the boys won four, didn't he? Two of them. And Dizzy didn't win all four, either. I'd like to correct that. I know you all have heard Dizzy speak up here. But Paul won two, right? Dizzy didn't win them all. Really, I don't know of any greater combination of brothers. Dizzy said what they were going to do, and he and Paul did it. Paul let Dizzy do the talking. Paul just did a lot of the pitching. That was all. But it is great to have with us this man who is an outstanding person as he was an outstanding pitcher, the very esteemed Paul Dean. Paul?
Thank you, Mr. Franks. You know, it's a pleasure for me to be here, and I've heard a lot of good comments tonight about the game of baseball. Baseball is a great game. And you've heard a lot of the old-timers, some older, some younger. But we go back, and they talk about the hard times, how easy we had it, how good they got it today. Well, I just got a few comments on that. Back when we was broke in and was playing baseball, we had no income tax to pay. They had energy. We had all electricity we wanted. We had five lamps in five different rooms. Plenty of coal oil. And they went and changed the name of coal oil and made it kerosene. And that confused a bunch of people. I think it confused some of the ball players. But I'm here to talk about an award that's supposed to be given to a great fella and coming from a great fella and named after a great man. Pepper Martin, better known as John Leonard Roosevelt Pepper Martin Jr., him and I was roommates, and he was a great Oklahomian. He was a dedicated man from the heart. He was a tender-hearted fella. He liked to win. He played to win. And you couldn't beat him for fellowship. He liked to win. He had a lot of other fellas. He had a fine chest. If he couldn't catch him, he'd knock him down and throw him out and pick him up. Yeah, I've seen him make some awful bad plays. I've seen him turn somersets and come up with a play that nobody could get. He was a dandy. Now we go on to what I'm here for on another feller. I'm here to present this trophy to, in my opinion, one of the three greatest right-hand hitters that ever went to the plate. Now to verify this, I'd like to say this, that you can take three strikes, he didn't need them. He was one of the three. You take one strike away and make it a two-strike leg, and he'd be in the greatest two right-hand hitters ever walked to the plate. And if you wanted to make it a one-strike leg and make the rules one strike, there's no one ever lived that could touch him. He'd be the greatest right-hand hitter ever walked to the plate. I'll never forget that he finally missed a pitch, and he came back to the dugout, and someone in the dugout asked him, he said, "What happened?" He said, "I couldn't reach it." He's just that type. He's that type of hitter. I think he's the greatest bad ball hitter that ever walked to the plate. I don't think he deserved what he's gotten as far as publicity is concerned. I think he deserves more. He's one of the finest. Now, Joe, if you don't mind coming up here, I'd like to present you with a trophy. It's the same trophy that I got last year. One of the finest guys, one of the old gas houses, a real fella, integrity, dedicated to the game, played hard to win. We didn't have to worry about washpots for helmets. We didn't know what they were. I remember back when we was playing, they had caps. We used to try to knock the button off of them caps. If we had control, we could do it. But it wasn't our fault. Sometimes our control wasn't quite as good, and we'd bounce them off of their heads. But sometimes the hitter would forget to duck. And if he did that, it wasn't our fault. But that's the kind of players we had today, and we didn't need no helmets. And I know that they dig in, and I'm going to say today I think the young fellas have got the benefit of the doubt from that angle, because it at least put 30 points on his batting average with that helmet on his head. Just a minute. Joe, it's a real pleasure to present this to you, partner. It's more deserving coming from a great fella and our teammate, Old Pepper. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. This is just like my life. I get an oil with no oil. But it is a great honor to receive this trophy for a number of reasons. To receive this trophy having the pleasure of playing with this great man, Pepper Martin. And, of course, being presented with this trophy by another great man, Paul Dean. They always talk about how great Diz was. He was great. But don't forget, Paul pitched a lot, and he was in the back. And he was, between the brothers, he was the only one pitched a no-hitter. I'll never forget, this is a true story. We're playing over there in Brooklyn. And Diz pitched a one-hitter. We're playing a doubleheader. And Paul come in the second game. He pitched a no-hitter, and Diz was warming, walking up and down in the dugout, fuming. He said, well, what's wrong with you? He said, hell, he said, if Paul would have told me he was going to pitch a no-hit, I would have pitched a no-hit. But knowing a great man like Pepper Martin, the late Pepper Martin, he enjoyed a number of things. Number one, he was a great cardinal, and he believed in the cardinal. Number two, he liked Mr. Rickey. He tried to imitate Mr. Rickey, and I think he would have liked Cosell. If you'd had Kersell down. Number three, he liked to play jokes. Pep was one of the greatest jokers in baseball. But Pep was a great man. I'm very happy for Mickey Mantle. He's done a great job for baseball. I don't think that there was another switch hitter in baseball that could hit the ball as far one way as another way like Mickey did. And I'm sure Mickey could have gone on to greater heights hadn't this little thing occurred in his life, but these are the things happen in baseball. But he went on to a great career, and I'm very happy to welcome Mickey into the Hall of Fame and his good friend, Ford. Of course, we got old Stan over there. It's nice to have, nice to be with Stan and Sponny. I played hooky to watch Sponny pitch. In fact, I used to kid Sponny. It looked like he was going to get in the Hall of Fame, and this bad thing happened. He went down to Mexico, and he pitched in an exhibition game, and they penalized him 5 years. And I said, don't worry about it, Warren. He said, what do you mean? I said, the last home run I hit was against you, my 205th home run, and it's already in Cooperstown. So he didn't believe it, and he saw it when he was up in Cooperstown. But I really want to thank A-Ray, and it's always nice to come back to Tulsa, and I'm very, very proud of them winning pennant last year. You had a wonderful manager here, Jack Crowell, but believe me when I tell you, you will have an exciting team and a great manager here this year. Kenny is a very patient, he knows how, and will teach baseball, and you should have a very fine team. Again, thank you, A-Ray.
Joe Medwick. The new manager of A-Ray Smith's Tulsa Oilers, former St. Louis Cardinals star Ken Boyer, was also recognized at the dinner. Stan the Man Musial, former Cardinal great, received a standing ovation when he came forward to present the Diamond Dinner's Good Guy Award to Cardinal General Manager Bing Devine. This past year, the Tulsa Oilers coaching staff included one of the all-time greats of baseball, Satchel Paige. One source says Satch is 67, but no one's sure of his age, and he seems to like it that way. Satch paid special tribute to former Oiler manager Warren Spahn.
Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Leroy Satchel Paige. And I'm sorry you're a little confused about my age. And I'm trying my best to straighten that out. I was here this summer, last summer, trying to straighten that, and I didn't get my way with it. Every time I'd tell them one age, they would say I was another. I read in a book where they said this, they said that, and they said the other. So, as he said, I'm going to let you pick an age for me. And I haven't been too long. Stop playing baseball. My arm is good, but my legs give out. And I found out you couldn't play without your legs. Now, I'm back again. You know, I was telling you about education when I was here before. And I visited Mobile. And I was down there with my great-grandfather that was down there. He's 99. And they was had trouble with pulling his tooth down there, and he didn't believe in the doctor. And there was an old lady that said, well, Miss Page, the only way you can do this, and he won't go to the doctor, so you tie a string around that tooth. And we had a high porch, you know. Those towns like that, they always kept high houses, you know, upon high pillows like that, so you could, if you didn't sleep in them, you could sleep under them. And he said, when you tie that string around that tooth, he said, all you got to do is just drop it and it'll snatch it out. Do you know we got that string around his tooth and we drop it? Do you know my grandfather caught that brick before we had hit the ground just like that? I was talking about fast people when I was here before, but after I went back and saw him, I was kind of surprised of him because I was talking about Cool Papa Bill and some old boys was fast. And then I forgot about Mickey Mantle did a dirty trick to me when he come in baseball. I was going to knock him down, too, if I hadn't got out of baseball, because he shouldn't have did that to me, because I was new, and he come in, he was new. And he could hit the ball out the park on both sides, and he could bunt, drag, and do anything. In baseball, he was fast then. When he first come in, there was no man on earth as fast as him. I'm like the guy said, if he hadn't had trouble with his legs, he'd have been the greatest baseball player on earth, because he could do everything. So I was up there nonchalant, and I got a fastball on the outside corner, and he's on the left. He laid it down. I went over at it nonchalant. When I looked up, he's coming back to first base. So I asked Higgins, I said, Higgins, who is that? He said, that's Mickey Mantle. He just left Kansas City with you. I just been up here a little. I said, yes, he got a motor too, hasn't he? He said, yeah. Now, I'm going to get back to myself. Everybody can represent somebody but me. I've never heard but one man come up and say, well, me and Satchel played together. And, that was in Cleveland in 1948. We had one fella to come up. And when he come up, he said, Mr. Vex, here's a fella played with Satchel. Bill Vex said, roll him in. I hear all the guys, they talk about, I played with this one, I played with that one, I played with the other one. Now, it's a lot of guys in here I played against, a lot of big leaguers I played against, but nobody represent me. That's what I can't understand. And the next thing I can't understand is nobody can find out my age. And they did a lot of research work in Mobile, which I helped them to do it. But the jail they was looking for had been gone. We jumped from there to the midwife. She had been dead 40 years when we went there then. But no such a thing as hospitals and things like that. We had midwives. Some people in here know what I'm talking about. So they didn't get nothing there. So we found one lady had my birth certificate and a Bible. And my grandfather was sitting up under a chonyberry tree reading it. And an old lady called him. And that's where we was going to get this age from that book. And we had a high picket fence. And when this old lady called him to the gate, he got up and just laid the Bible down. We had goats. And when he put the Bible in the chair to go to open the gate, to go to eat the Bible by the time he got back. So that destroyed that. Now, you have to wake, we have to wake flat from there. There's nobody in Mobile now. My mother died at 104. She died 7 years ago. And there's nobody down there in Mobile right now. No. It's nothing they can do about it. They have to take my age. You see, they don't know what war I was in. I can't tell them. They don't know, so I'm going to just let them go as it is. Now, we're back again about this club I had here, too, last year. We was there. I liked everything, but when we went to Pawtucket, everything was fine till we got there. And we lost there. That hurt me because I was a hard loser when I was in baseball. Y'all saw the club, a lot of them. I thought we'd done really well after giving up a lot of players. I thought we'd done wonderful. And I... Now, the young guys out there tonight, the kids, I told them about the hard luck about education. It's one of the greatest things on earth because we had it to hit. Headed to hit my family hard. It wasn't but one waking, it was 14 of us living. And he didn't have no education, and they put him on the police force. And he was going good for about a couple of years till a horse died on St. Michael Street. And he couldn't spell St. Michael, and they pulled a horse over on Davis Avenue and they fired him. And we had to go right back where we started from. So I'm going to tell the kids now, says, an education now you're going to have to get a drink of water, you better go to school. I'm still coming around. I was in Pittsburgh just now for the sickle cell anemia up there. It's a disease that I don't know who has it. They say, or nothing have it but me. So I don't want it, whatever it is. So they never find out where you get it from. That's what I want to find out. Where do it come from? Now I'm here tonight for one of the, again, greatest pitchers of all times, which I was unlucky to could pitch with him when he was pitching at the time, but I were pitching. And sometime when I get a good look at him, I think we was right along together, you know, with the age part, but I might have had him a little bit with the age, but I've seen a lot of left-handers, and you know, as long as I played, I pitched against a lot of left-handers. I mean, top men, men that they haven't seen, some of the kids back here never seen pitch for that concern, that could throw the ball. But I kept up with him because his name was ringing all over the world, and I said, maybe one day, I might be able to see him, and I did. I come out of Mobile, and I got a chance to see him, and I kept up with him. Mr. Warren Spawn, I'm talking about. I fool around, and played ball so long that it couldn't wear me out, and flew around and got in the league in 1948. And I got a chance to talk with him good then, and after that I told him how much I used to look at him play and how much I liked him and how he pitched in one thing or another. And I said, you know one thing, I says, I might get in the league one day and pitcher. I says, I don't know what I'd do. He said, but hard as you can throw. He said, hard as you can throw, you might could win two sets. So I'm pitching for him tonight, and I'm talking good for him. And he is just what I say. He was one of the greatest left-handers ever lived. That's Warren Spawn. I want him to please try to get me a little oil out here because it's getting a little hard here. I'm going to try to get the other pump for it.
Thank you, Satch. Ladies and gentlemen, honored guests, I've been coming here like Allie for 27 years. And it seems like this banquet gets bigger and better every year. And I think there's all these accolades have been given to these players up here. But I think there ought to be a great round of applause for you people because you make it possible. last summer, I had the honor and distinction of being named into baseball's Hall of Fame. And this year, Oklahoma's Hall of Fame. And it amazes me to look around here and see the number of baseball people that come from our great state. And I'm not shunning you, Kenny, or Stan, or Bing. But I think that we have a great representation in baseball's Hall of Fame, or anybody's Hall of Fame. And I find it a great privilege to join people like Allie, like my old buddy Dale down here, and Lloyd Wehner, and others that I might have forgotten that have represented Oklahoma's Hall of Fame. And it's a distinct pleasure to be here. I hope that I'll be welcome back again, and I thank you for being here.
Former Milwaukee Brave pitching star, Hartshorn, Oklahoma's Warren Spahn, speaking to the 24th annual Tulsa Diamond Dinner last week.
This has been Voices of Oklahoma, a public affairs program produced by KVOO News as a public service presentation, dealing with the vital issues concerning the city, the state, and the nation. This is Alan Lambert, KVOO News.